Let's go. Let's go. Daddy on the back street. Boom, boom. Something about that street. Doom, doom. And in it, back street.
There's a real song.
Let's sleep up. Yeah, you never played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater?
I've never played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yes, as I said it. Anyways, welcome to Thick Threads, everybody. The show where we dive into the thickest threads on the internet. I'm Patrick Cloud.
I'm Persephone.
Is that a dive?
Yes.
That was nice. Good form. It looked like a swan dive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got the backwards hat. I got the banana shirt. Period. We on our bullshit this episode.
We're going crazy this one.
You said what?
We're going crazy.
What, your thread crazy like that?
My thread is pretty lit.
You got a backwards Gucci hat. So, I assume that much. You look like an 80s bully.
Did I bully you?
Like, if I turned down the wrong street, you'd be like...
Is this bringing up your childhood memories?
Like, you would be holding the chain as a weapon. Like, you came down the wrong street.
Would you be scared of me if you were walking the opposite way of me down the street?
It depends on what you're doing. You could go a couple of different ways. Because if you were just looking, it'd be like, hey, what's up? But if you were doing this with a chain, I'd be worried.
Not walking down the street with a chain.
I think you could take me in a fist fight.
I think I could too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think you.
That's not to say I don't have hands. I just feel like you hiding some.
You wouldn't have hands if I could
do a twirling titty attack and knock out 18 people at once.
And maybe you'd be distracted.
Or would I like it?
You'd
wasn't.
You'd be distracted, so I have the advantage
by the titties.
The titties.
You should start a like a fighting class for women with big breasts, like a titty kwando.
Why?
Because you're right. Like, in the middle of a fight, you could probably, like, focus is everything in fighting. So mm-hmm. if you could do a little thing or a shimmy to make people stun, that's like a flashbang.
You know what?
You know what flashbang is?
I think the girls already know.
I've never seen somebody use it in a fight. Like, hot, 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 titty, titty, ta, ta, ta.
I mean, have you ever seen, like, a guy fighting a girl with big-ass titties?
No.
Okay, so.
Why'd you assume a dude was fighting you? Oh, because of the titties.
I mean,
you can distract a woman with the titties? Titty strike?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, because when we in it, we see in red.
Okay, and titties make
a guy will for sure get distracted. Titties if make like, a titty titty ha ha wah.
Yeah, I think at that point the fight's jump. Over. The dude will be like, "Hey, what's up, ma?" You're like, "Yo, you're about to swing on me." Niggas have that type of
if I feel threatened, I'm just gonna start doing jumping jacks.
I don't know. You might knock them out with that. That could be a considered attack.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Hit a bomb.
Hey, Les. Whoa, get up out of here.
So. My thread today
is weaker than mine. Okay, go ahead.
It's not weak. It's not sexual. It's I really like this thread because it does basically the main thing that I do with my humor, which is trying to poke holes in logic.
Okay.
And it basically is poking holes in the Purge movie. This guy Cocaine Cooley.
Cocaine Cooley.
He said the Purge movies are weird because they said all crime is legal and everybody automatically thought murder.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be at a grocery store stealing all the chicken and steak. I don't give a fuck. And that's very true. Whenever anybody hears the Purge, they're like, 24 hours, no crime, no consequences. And everybody in the movie is like, I'm going to kill everybody.
Yes.
I wouldn't even get that urge.
But it makes sense.
For a movie, yeah. But for real life, this is so perfect for
people
Twitter.
To get rid of people in their lives that caused them agony.
Do you really, would you really, if consequences were out of it, would you really have a lot of people in your life that you would murder?
Not a lot.
How many?
Well, ballpark. Now,
compared
none.
To when? Compared to when?
None. Compared to when I was working a 9-to-5. It was a couple.
So you just would have shot your work up. See, that's...
No.
You toxic.
No. But there's a couple of people that
all
made
the people
my
you
life
killed
a little more difficult.
Were fleeting. And a couple years later, now it's no one. So you could have just not killed them.
Yeah.
You petty.
We grow.
Just work shit.
Yeah.
There is
But now, like, No, I wouldn't do it. I would be trying to figure out where the banks hid the money.
There you go. There are zero people in my life currently that if there was a purge, I would go to their house and to kill them.
Right. No.
Now, would people come to my house to kill me? Maybe. I have no idea what people think about me. I'd like to think that nobody would.
I don't think anybody. I don't see why anybody would want me. I don't bother nobody.
So it's basic. This is basically a thread of all the crimes that black people would be doing if the purge happened and
I think
murder
this is gonna
wasn't
be lit.
Absolutely.
I'm actually blacksplaining.
Absolutely. I love a good a Twitter thread on black Twitter.
Uh-huh.
We're the best anything. Storytellers.
Yeah.
And then I love it. So what's
would
yours?
You like for me to? Okay.
Tell me.
I still stalk the girl my ex cheated on me with 4 years ago. I don't care. I'm emotionally attached to her. She's engaged and works in finance now. I'm happy for her. I still hate him, though.
Some pretty crazy shit.
Is it?
I have heard of women trauma bonding over cheating. And becoming friends.
Yeah.
But it's usually more immediate than 4 years later.
See, I'll say this.
I'm not trauma bonding with no nigga, by the way.
I have.
With a nigga?
No. What
situation
girl,
was this?
The girl.
I don't see myself. I see girls are so friendly with each other. Girls can make friends so quickly. I don't see myself meeting up with a nigga like, she broke your heart. Okay, you trying to go to Buffalo Wild Wings? Like, what the hell kind of date is that?
It was tough. It was tough. We were both obsessed with this nigga, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
What? So early on. So somebody had you going, somebody else going, and it hurt y'all so bad that y'all became friends? What, y'all meet up for mini golf?
We definitely didn't become friends, but I ended up consoling her after I showed her, like, the shit that he said about her.
Who was the side?
I don't know. I thought
I was playing
it
even.
He played
it even.
He was a fucking savage.
Do you remember any of the game? Can we pass it on to our? Is anything you remember that you can share?
I remember the entire situation.
Give us some highlights of what he said.
I can't do that yet because you're going.
Okay. All right, cool.
So once it's
my
turn.
Way to string them on.
I'm going to, stay tuned, guys.
That's going to be the juicy part of the story. Your thread ain't going to be shit, but whatever this nigga said to y'all two, that's going to be what y'all want to stick around for.
It's really fucked up what he said to each one of us.
Can't wait.
I dislike this guy to this day. He's the only person. You know what? No, I wouldn't waste my purge on him.
You would kill him in a purge.
I wouldn't waste my purge on him.
Man, he was dicking them both down. Real strong.
One in the butt, one in the gut.
I can't wait for this one. Okay. Back to the purge one.
Back to the purge.
Purge is crazy. Niggas go straight to murder. Here's what black people would do. V, this lady said, like people were killing their family over some petty shit. Now the day is over and you have to deal with never seeing them again for what? Next one said, exactly. You mean I could just walk into a store, grab all the food I want, and y'all skip straight to killing people?
Right.
I'll see y'all at the banks. Absolutely.
There's no money in the banks.
Shrimp, lobster, that'd be crazy if you broke into the vault
and saw
nothing.
Like they moved 11. Them out for the
where they at?
They moved. That's where you need to be.
Wait,
so
wait, is that in The Purge?
Yes.
Oh,
so
I didn't see the movie ever.
You haven't seen The Purge?
No.
Why?
Dumb. It's dumb.
It's not.
It's more fun to talk about on social media like this than to actually watch. Like, it's midnight.
How can
murder.
You say that if you've never seen it?
It doesn't seem, it's not appealing to
me. It's a good fucking movie.
All right, I'll watch it.
Yes, you will.
I'll come back on the show and say I didn't like it.
No, you won't. You're actually going to be like, I thought it was going to be bad. But
I'm easily impressed. Shrimp, lobster, and crab legs.
I'm not wasting my purge on some fucking shrimp and crab.
Dead ass. It was only one day. That'd be the day I'd be getting a new phone, laptop, upgrades, all that. Ending the night with a huge neighborhood barbecue. See how we would
That's
be bonding
like,
in
yeah.
the purge. And we would just be like, what'd you get, nigga? Oh, mm-hmm. what'd you get? Grocery store, car dealership.
I don't want to be around nobody during the purge, though.
Somebody said, can you steal a college education? That's some nigga shit.
Yeah, if you like go into the system,
textbooks.
You need to have go into the system and fucking wipe that shit clean.
So, hey, speaking of which, shout out to Kizza. Honey, I'll be at the bank and be at Sally May office canceling all the student loans.
Period.
That's the difference about black people and white people. White people are like, I'm killing my neighbor.
Right.
Taking all his stuff. Black people are like, hey, I'm about to cancel student loans
for
everybody.
I'm out here about to change
neighborhood
the
barbecue.
I'm hacking into the gas station fucking
helping other
shit.
People.
And I'm turning the gas to 1 cent.
Love us. I'd get all my, quote, shopping for the year done that day. New electronics gear, new car off the lot. That is a black-ass tweet because she basically said, every purge, I would just figure my year out, my Christmas planning.
Because you're going to spend the year planning for the purge. When you think about it, I'm over here thinking about what I'm going to put in my new living room set. Like, purge time. It's like Black Friday.
That was one of the tweets.
Oh.
Greater than Black Friday. Love that. This guy's smart. Tinaye? Don't care. I'd end the night with 3,000 barrels of premium gas.
There it is.
That'd be crazy.
Dangerous as fuck.
Okay. See? Black people. Not only... So creative. Listen to this. Yeah, but the banks, jewelry stores, and even grocery stores can kill you for stealing, so I'd rather not run into a security guard. Obviously, the first thing on everybody's mind. You think a security guard is going about their normal paycheck? Is just going about their normal paycheck life on purge day?
They're not working.
Exactly. But here's where our magic comes in. What if they get purge pay?
Purge pay is probably fucking lit.
Now, overtime is time and a half. If niggas
purge
are
pay.
Outside specifically to do crime, so that means you're at the store when niggas want to steal. That's the number one thing. When niggas want to kill, I guess that's the number one thing. But they're at the store, so I feel like stealing is their main concern. Every crime is good, and they're outside to do those crimes. Nobody's out there just to do their normal thing. Like, I'm not going to participate. Purge pay puts black people right in the mix.
But I feel like...
That'd be like times 200.
I feel like, why not just move the shit out of the store? Like, for a jewelry store, just take the shit out. That way, if anybody do break into your store, there's nothing there.
So you're saying
put
after
it in
the first
a secret
robbery...
Location.
After, you have an easy day after that. After
no,
the first
I'm
robbery.
Saying before the purge hits, take all your fucking jewelry out and put it in a secret location that nobody knows about. That way, if people come and rob your fucking store, there's nothing there.
But some people are saying that robbing the store would be more profitable than any type of purge pay. And then you can show up for work the next day and be like, oh, y'all got robbed.
Oh,
black people. We're great, but we devious.
That's why the owner would have to take the jewels themselves and hide them in a secret location.
Oh, yeah. On purge day,
that's
they
what
probably
I'm
are
saying.
Not even. Yeah.
Yes. Take those fucking. I'm thinking as the business owner. I'm over here like, what would I do with my shit? Like, I would just take my shit myself. I wouldn't even tell my fucking husband where I put the shit. Like, nobody's gonna fucking know. I'm gonna take the shit when nobody's suspecting it. And I'm going to take it to a secret location, bury it somewhere
for
purge day.
That seems like
it's a lot, but shit.
If you knew there was a yearly purge day, I would just have emergency purge gates on my store.
They bust them shits down.
If it was like steel enforced.
Did you see? Oh, you haven't seen the fucking movie.
Nah, I would invest more into
they've already tried that and that shit got infiltrated. I'm just going to say that.
I'll check it out, but I'm just saying.
Your shit would be fucked up.
I watch Rick and Morty. I would figure out a way to automate and make it so that my store was impenetrable so that.
That's what they tried to
do. It don't even matter. I don't need to pay no purge pay. I don't want to pay no people to do what a robot can do.
You need to watch the first Purge.
I'm going
to
watch the Purge.
Because they already tried that and that shit didn't
I don't give a damn what's in a movie on a script. This is my brain we're talking about, but I do want to watch it to see what failed.
But they did what you just said.
All right.
You're going to see it. I'm going to make sure you see it. I'm going to make sure he watches it.
I'm gonna watch The Purge. No, yeah. Now after this thread, I actually do want to watch it.
Yeah, you should.
Because I'm thinking it's like it's almost like the zombie apocalypse. Everybody thinks they know what they would do,
right?
But then no one really knows.
I don't know what the fuck I'd do.
Everybody thinks they'll go to a mall and everything will be available to them. Like, have they been to a mall recently? There's no gun store in a mall. Right. Why does every zombie movie have a gun store in the mall?
That's crazy.
Y'all don't think people would kill over those groceries? People were fighting over toilet tissue. Somebody for sure going under for groceries. I'm absolutely sorry, believe that.
The last place I would ever think to go is to the fucking grocery store to get groceries on Purge Day.
I would rather steal from a nigga that has a bunch
of food. What you mean day one? What you mean day one?
Like, I wouldn't go to no grocery store day one.
It's only one day. I think you can only purge for like 12. You can only purge for like 12 hours, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Like 6 to 6 or some shit
yeah,
like that.
I'm not starving for groceries.
I'm not going
like
to the fucking grocery store. Fuck that.
It says, so imagine a movie where people are fighting to the death over the last few 70-inch TVs left in Walmart during the last hours of the purge. That sounds like regular Black Friday in Walmart, though.
It really is. Except they would actually be able to assault these people and get away with it.
Holy shit. You remember early pandemic when niggas was getting killed over Popeye sandwiches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't remember anybody dying from that.
Yeah.
I tried it the second round. The first wave was way too crazy. That's when, like, there was lines down the block. And the Popeye's near my house, that's they have bulletproof windows.
I felt
that's
like there was cracking it, and I didn't want to try it.
There might have been something in it.
I felt like there was some type of addictive substance in it to where it turned me off of it completely.
You had it in the first wave?
No. I was forced in like the second wave. I was forced to second do it. Wave. And my friend brought it to me specifically because I told them I never wanted to try it.
But that's different though, because the second wave, for some reason, was way less popular and it had way shorter lines. That's how I got it. I would have never waited in a line or none of that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that somebody got it and brought it to you means that it was way less, because the first line wasn't no bringing nothing. They couldn't even give that many to one person.
I was force fed.
It was the first wave was so crazy. It was like, I've never seen a fast food marketing work this well ever. $5 footlong. Everybody was singing that song. No, I've never seen nothing like that. So the Popeyes thing,
the workers
would have
got killed
crazy.
On Purge Day. The workers would have killed
Popeye,
on Purge Day.
People are getting killed, not Purge.
Everybody, all the McDonald's the workers. People be so mad at McDonald's workers. Like,
yeah, I mean,
you fucked up my fries. I'm going to kill you and then get away with
it. I've been saying this like, for this a very long up. Time. Fast food workers and rappers have the most dangerous jobs right now.
Absolutely.
Because for some reason, I mean, we know why people are killing rappers, but people are missing a sauce or a random order and murdering fast food workers like every day. So.
I was a fast food worker. This is a violent.
Did you work?
No, do we got to get into all that?
I literally brought it up.
I mean, I did it, and I'm just saying, like, the experience
Where'd you work, though?
Traumatizing.
What restaurant?
Taco Bell.
Really? Yeah. I just recently went there, had the Mexican pizza. Very good.
Mexican pizza is pretty fire.
Very good. Never had it before. Don't make it seem like you made that.
Welcome to it.
Don't make it seem like you invented it. You worked there. All right. That was my thread.
I like it.
That was
very good.
It's very good. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. All right. You ready for mine?
Hit me with it.
I still stalk the girl my ex cheated on me with 4 years ago. I don't care. I'm emotionally attached to her. She's engaged and works in finance now. Happy for her. Still hate him, though.
Okay.
I don't care if you think this is unhealthy. I used to hate her, and now I don't. And I like to see that the other girl who was put through the ringer is living the good life.
Crazy.
Somebody
crazy.
Replied and said, are you a Scorpio?
This girl's crazy. I don't even need to know what the nigga did.
Right. So then somebody else responds and says, my ex-husband and his wife stalk me on social media. In fact, if she sees this, hit me up because I've got some tea. Oh, shit.
Some women just want to see the world burn.
Damn.
That's what they mean by nothing's like a woman scorned.
Right.
The wrath.
That's fucked up.
Crazy.
This one says, I became friends with the ones my ex cheated on me with. I was in a relationship with him, not them. Ultimately, it was his wrongdoing and betrayal. Girl power. This one chick says, I had to block her because they stayed together and I kept going and looking and I couldn't keep doing that to myself. Just caused me so much pain. I cut them out and moved on to myself.
I wonder what that says about us. Like, what is it about us that wants to check in on our ex? Not necessarily to see what they're doing, but to see if they're happy.
Because there's a part of us that wants them to feel like shit because we're no longer in their lives. Like, they don't want that. They don't want their ex life to get better after they did us wrong.
Right. But that makes me, that's why I asked the question. It's like, does that mean we still care about them? Or does that mean we just want people to fall apart when they're not with us because we want to just be the glowing light in everybody's life? It seems like more of a personal thing, like, oh, like, even regardless of how you feel like them, like, I would say I'm over all my exes, like, everybody I've talked to up until now, like, I don't really, like, look
I
at
am too.
With, like, a longing type of type of feeling, but that still is a thing, even when you're, like, 1,000% over them, you're just like, oh, you happy, huh? And I don't get why that is, you know? Why not? Why not just let them be happy?
I don't give a fuck.
Savage.
I don't give a fuck. Savage. There's only one that I hope is not happy.
The one that you were talking about earlier?
Yes.
The one who you're going to explain later?
Yep.
Okay.
My ex's ex from years ago watched my IG stories every day of our relationship and continued to watch for 2 full years after the breakup, and then she finally stopped. 2 years?
2 years is way too long.
That's crazy.
That's way too long. And at that time, it's like, after a month, it's like, okay, you're hurting yourself. Like, you got to move on, or you're just like, bro, it's been a month. And 2 years is too embarrassing. I would never admit that.
That's fucking crazy.
But 6 months is just like, all right, you got to do something else.
LOL, when I was an escort, this man's wife hit me up. We met up, had drinks. I told her the truth. He deserved it. They divorced, and now 10 years later, we're still friends on social media, congratulating each other on wins.
I knew that was going to be big from when I was an escort. That was a telltale sign. I knew it was going to be a good one.
Damn. He was fucking with escorts. That's one of my fears. Like,
oh, somebody cheated on you with a paid?
Right.
Like, damn, this is so trash.
Like,
I'm about to pay somebody
not
else.
Cracking like that to where you gotta go pay for it.
But I feel like it's easy
I don't think
to
you paying for it enough with me. Like,
it's easy to internalize that and be like, oh, how could you do that? I'm not good enough. But it could have just been something on their end. Like, I just want to pay for something like this, and I don't want to disrespect my wife like that. You know. What's your next one? Go to do another one.
I don't like it. I'm friends with the woman my ex-husband cheated on me with. He lied to her and said we were open, which I had asked for, and he said no. She had no idea, so he cheated on her too. She's a really cool person, and we both are crushing. I think it'd be funny if we ended up dating.
Oh my God, that's cool. That's pretty cool. All right, real quick.
Okay.
Give us some info about this dude who made you and this other girl trauma bond, just because you brought it up.
Okay, so basically, he was dealing with this chick before me. Mm-hmm. But when I came around, he told me that was his friend. And so I was like, oh, okay. He was like, this is my best friend. So I'm like, okay, this is your best female friend, blah, blah, blah. That's cool. So he tried to make us become friends. You know, so I thought it was kind of weird because...
How did he try to make you?
Well, he'd try to, like, invite us to the same places and stuff like that. And he'd tell me, like, I want you guys to become friends.
Was he famous? Was he a rapper?
No, not at all. None of that.
He's bold. Okay. Nope.
But he was like, oh, I feel so bad for her because she's crazy. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, she's been to the mental health hospitals. Like, and so I'm... I stick around her because I don't want her to try to do anything to herself. I don't want to try to hurt herself. And so I was like, damn, like, that's fucked up, you know? So I low-key felt bad for her. And, you know, he would tell me about situations where she would be, like, physically sick and shit like that. And he'd be like, I had to take her to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, so he had this whole, like, I'm with her because she needs help. Like, I'm her friend because she needs help. So little did I know, he was telling her that he was only my friend. He was only my friend because I didn't have any other friends. So he was telling her that he just hung out
that
with
you
me.
You were friendless?
Because I didn't have any friends.
Is that why you hate him?
No. He told my business. He told her everything that I had told him in confidence. How many niggas I slept with. How much money I had in my account. Damn. You know, the struggles that I was going through, working several jobs.
Why would you even tell that to somebody else in regular conversation? Like, by the way,
because what it
she
does,
has X amount of money.
Well, what it does is, because I didn't have none at the time. So what it does is makes her feel like I'm not worthy enough to be with
him.
She
was trying to make you seem like a loser.
Right. Yeah, so that's what he was trying to do, you know. And so it worked. It worked. Him, because I felt bad for her, you know. And then ultimately, like, I found out because I was planning something for him for his birthday. And I reached out to her to invite her.
Because she was the best friend.
Right. And she was like, I've cut him out of my life. There's a lot of stuff that you don't know. And so she gave me the tea.
Him out first.
Yeah.
And then gave you
She gave me She gave me the tea. So I ended up finding out about like five more chicks that he was dealing with.
In addition to y'all two.
Based off of that. And so the sexual relationship was crazy because they never had vaginal sex. He was smacking her in the butt and we were having vaginal sex.
She was smacking her? Oh, fucking her in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
What, because of her preference or?
They had some kind of like... I want to save this for my husband.
She had a booty arrangement, asshole arrangement.
And so we were having sex regular. It was just like, nigga. Like,
sheesh.
So, but the thing is, she was really smart. I know where she graduated from. I know what year she graduated. Like, and then she got pregnant a few years later. And I just kind of like, I'm not going to say I kept up with it. But every now and then I checked her and I'm like, she's doing really fucking good.
You're the same girl from the thread. You're still
She's fucking
her.
Smart.
Yep. How long ago was all this?
It's a long time ago.
Over 4 years?
Yes.
So you're worse well over than four. The, you're worse than
well
the,
over four. But I didn't keep up with her consistently, though. I didn't keep up with her consistently.
You're worse than the girl.
And
who
she's
wrote the
done
thread.
Some things that were highly publicized. So it kind of just like I saw her name on some shit, and I'm like, oh shit!
Well, she got famous,
bro. No, she's not famous, but she did some like really big work with some organizations that came. Became pretty like powerful or whatever. I'm trying not to like, say who the fuck she is.
Yeah, it sounds like it sounds like you checked
the
in on
was
her.
Smart as fuck though.
Sounds like you checked
and
in on her.
And she graduated with honors, like from prestigious university. I'm not like I love
hey,
it.
Hey, no,
I love
hey.
To see it.
I'm not no judgment. I'm just saying, you know.
But I didn't stalk her per se, you know. I checked in every now and then.
I mean, that's like me bringing up the Purge movies are weird because of the murder thing and then proceeding to tell about a story where I just killed somebody for no reason.
No, because mine is not where, listen, okay.
I get it.
No, because
no. You don't have to.
You know how social like media kind of like pins that you might know this person or whatever. And so if you're scrolling, you'll see some shit. From somebody that you knew 10 years ago and you're like, oh shit, like I ain't seen this person in a long time. Like, I wonder what they up to. And then you go down a rabbit hole. I wonder lo and behold, looked at the page. She had a kid. She graduated with honors. Started this new organization.
I truly
She's
hope.
She's out here fighting for black people.
I hope both of you guys are okay. You know? I hope you guys are okay.
What up? This is Tor Ray, host of the Hard to Earn podcast. And if you're a fan of music reviews, then be sure to check out and subscribe to Hard to Earn, where my partner Bonsu Thompson and I review your favorite new albums and classic albums on pivotal anniversaries, you know, 10, 15, 20, etc. We review track by track, rating from 1 to that elusive perfect 10. It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network. Anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
Seemed like a.
See, that's what we said. Trauma bonding. I don't hate her.
Yours is more than 4 years, but
I dislike him. But I don't hate her. I actually kind of like her.
All right. Well, that was a thick ass thread.
Mm-hmm.
Very thick.
Yeah.
I think we can go into these thick fun facts.
Okay.
I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
Because mine includes pop culture, and it may I don't know if it'll ruin or enhance a song that's very popular. You know the song La Cucaracha?
The cockroach.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
It's the la bunny bunny bunny.
Well, there's lyrics there?
Yes.
I thought it was just da 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 da.
No.
Holy shit. Okay.
I did not say the correct lyrics, though.
I figured.
I will say that.
I was a grown man before I knew that La Cucaracha was a cockroach.
Okay.
But here's the fact. The most popular version of the song La Cucaracha is actually about a cockroach that can't walk because it doesn't have cannabis to smoke.
What?
La Cucaracha is about a roach that isn't high enough on weed. And he needs to smoke before he can walk.
So he can dance? I just feel like he should be dancing because that song is like really...
I have no damn idea. We don't have a lot of time, so that's my fact. Okay. What you got?
You gotta hook him up. If you were to read minds, you would have to pause. All right. Men who eat nuts tend to have higher quality sperm.
Okay.
Men who eat nuts.
Is that the fact?
Tend to have higher quality sperm.
My bad. What was the mind read? You said if you read minds, you would have to pause?
You would have to pause it. Men who eat nuts. Pause.
Oh, I didn't know what the fuck that first. I thought that was the fact. I was like, wait, what?
Men who eat nuts tend to have higher quality sperm.
That's and hella
it's a guy,
ironic.
Like with a pitcher holding a bowl of nuts.
That's how I know God has a sense of humor.
Do you eat nuts?
I like how you said that. Love almonds.
I didn't say do you eat nut.
That's why I paused for a second.
Do you There's suck on nuts and swallow them?
First of all, that'd be a weird way to eat them, period.
To suck the salt off of them?
The internet knows I'm a big fan of almonds, whether regular or chocolate covered. I had an episode of Great Taste where that was made very, very apparent.
Yikes.
So I am a fan of...
They ate your ass alive, huh? Yep. It looks like you have a little PTSD from it. Poor thing. I'm just going to leave nuts on your doorstep.
That wouldn't offend me. I would just eat the nuts. I still eat nuts. It's not like I'm scared of nuts since that happened.
Well, I mean, to each his own. I don't mind eating some nuts.
Okay, let's stop.
So, I mean, if you want to get into it, let's get into it.
I'm a fan of almonds. I'm a big fan of almonds. The, what's the crack them open? Pistachios.
Uh-huh. I like peanuts.
Peanuts are cool.
I like peanuts. I like almonds. I like the roasted almonds.
Okay, I got a check coming.
Or maybe you just
Does it work
some...
on the back of the head? I thought it was just your palms.
You probably
maybe.
Just need some fucking body cream.
All right. I'm sick of this shit.
Nigga, ashy. This nigga's mistaken dry skin.
Wait. So you saying that this means I got money coming in. If I turn the hand over, I'm ashy.
Nigga mistaken dry skin for money coming.
I don't need to take this. I don't need to take you and your bullshit. All right.
Whatever.
I just need the audience to let us know whose thread was thicker and whose fact
was factin.
Flicker. Factin. I was trying to rhyme. Factin. Whose fact was factin?
Yeah. It's just like the ass was assin. The thang was thangin. The fact was factin.
Whose fact was better? Whose fact was better? Whose thick thread was better? You guys are, I mean, you guys, it's all about y'all. So let us know in the comments below. As always, I've been your host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Later, guys.
What's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court from the Holding Court Podcast. If you're a fan of authentic interviews with legendary artists and notable people in the culture, subscribe to the Holding Court Podcast. See, we a show that cover artist interviews, hip-hop culture, lifestyle, and current topics. We got the D-Boys and the B-Boys. See, HCP is where the streets and black excellence meet, and is brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.